Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1770. Can hypnosis help you lose weight? By Rachel Link with Healthline.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. And always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Oh, and speaking of what I do regularly on this show, every Wednesday I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. And since today is Wednesday, here we go. Quote, believe you can, and you're halfway there. Theodore Roosevelt. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Can hypnosis help you lose weight? By Rachel Link with Healthline.com. The idea of drifting into a state of unconsciousness and waking up able to resist cravings and drop weight sounds too good to be true for most dieters. Hypnosis is widely used to help overcome phobias and change certain behaviors, such as alcohol or tobacco use. Interestingly, some claim that it can also promote weight loss. This article looks at the evidence to determine whether hypnosis can help you lose weight and keep it off. What is hypnosis? Hypnosis is a state of consciousness involving enhanced attention and concentration, a decreased awareness of surroundings, and an increased response to suggestion. There are two different theories about how hypnosis works. The state theory suggests that subjects enter an alternate state of consciousness with altered brain function, which accounts for the effects of hypnosis. Meanwhile, the non-state theory says that hypnosis is not an altered state of consciousness. Instead, the subject is responding to suggestion and actively participating in the session, rather than under the control of the hypnotist. There are various hypnosis techniques. One of the most common is the eye fixation technique, which involves maintaining a steady stare at a bright object until the eyes gradually close. Once you've entered the state of hypnosis, you are more suggestible and more likely to be receptive to making positive changes in your behavior. Entering into a hypnotic trance is often described as a relaxed state of awareness. Once in a trance, the hypnotist will give verbal suggestions such as, when you wake up, you will feel more motivated, or you will not drink alcohol. Some claim that hypnosis can help retrieve repressed memories, cure allergies, treat addictions, and reduce anxiety and depression. Summary. Hypnosis is a state of consciousness that involves increased attention and responsiveness to suggestion. Once in a state of hypnosis, you are more likely to be open to making positive behavioral changes. Hypnosis could influence certain behaviors. Some studies have found hypnosis to be effective at modifying different types of behavior, including smoking and drug use. In one study, 286 smokers underwent either standard counseling or hypnosis to help quit smoking. After 6 months, 26% of the hypnosis group had quit smoking, compared to 18% of the counseling group. The difference was still significant even after 1 year. In another study, 9 methadone patients using street drugs went through 10 weekly group sessions of hypnosis. After 6 months, all patients had completely stopped street drug use. What's more, other studies have found that hypnotherapy may improve self-esteem, reduce anger and impulsivity, manage anxiety, and treat insomnia in certain groups of people. However, current research on the benefits of hypnosis is limited and focused on small, specific groups of patients. Larger studies are needed to determine how it may affect the general population. Summary. Some studies have found that hypnosis may help people quit smoking and drugs. It may also improve self-esteem, reduce impulsivity, manage anxiety, and treat insomnia. Larger studies are needed to determine how it may affect the general population. Hypnotherapy may enhance weight loss. In addition to its potential ability to modify behavior, research shows that hypnosis may increase weight loss. In one study, 60 obese people with sleep apnea were either given dietary advice, hypnotherapy for stress reduction, or hypnotherapy for reducing calorie intake. After 3 months, all the groups lost comparable amounts of weight. However, only the group receiving hypnotherapy for stress reduction had sustained their weight loss after 18 months. In another study, 109 people underwent behavioral treatment for weight loss, either with or without hypnosis. After 2 years, the hypnotherapy group continued to lose weight, while the control group exhibited fewer further changes in weight. Moreover, an analysis of several studies found that adding hypnosis to a cognitive behavioral treatment for weight reduction resulted in nearly double the amount of weight loss. Still, research on the potential effects of hypnosis on weight loss is limited. More studies are needed to measure how hypnosis could benefit weight management. Summary: several studies have found that hypnosis could enhance long-term weight loss. However, research is limited and further studies are needed. Hypnosis should be combined with other weight loss methods. There are very few studies looking at the effects of hypnosis alone on weight loss. Not to mention those that do typically have errors in their methodology that could skew results. Most studies that have demonstrated a positive effect of hypnosis on weight loss have used it in combination with a weight management program. In these studies, hypnosis enhanced weight loss when paired with dietary advice or behavioral treatment. More quality research is needed to determine how hypnosis alone may affect weight loss. For best results, hypnotherapy should be added to a treatment program that includes making healthy diet and lifestyle changes. Summary: most studies that have found that hypnotherapy aids weight loss have used it in addition to a weight management program. To achieve weight loss with hypnotherapy, it should be coupled with healthy diet and lifestyle changes. Hypnosis might not work for everyone. Studies show that certain individuals may be more susceptible to the effects of hypnosis and thus more likely to benefit from it. In particular, certain personality traits may predict how susceptible a person is to hypnosis. Characteristics like persistence, selflessness, and openness have all been linked to higher hypnosis susceptibility. Additionally, fantasizers or those with a vivid imagination who are more dissociated from reality are more likely to be easily hypnotized. Conversely, research shows that those who are quick to make judgments are less likely to be susceptible to the effects of hypnotism. Other studies have found that hypnotic susceptibility increases after age 40 and that women are more likely to be susceptible, regardless of age. If you display these personality traits or fall into these demographics, hypnosis is more likely to be effective for you. For others, hypnosis may not produce the same beneficial results. Summary: certain personality traits like persistence, selflessness, openness, and a vivid imagination have been linked to increased susceptibility to hypnosis. Susceptibility is also thought to be higher in women as well as those over 40. Hypnotherapy is not a quick fix. Although hypnosis has been shown to enhance weight loss in some studies, it shouldn't be viewed as a standalone treatment or magic cure for weight loss. In fact, most studies that have found a benefit to hypnosis have used it in addition to behavioral treatment or a weight management program. Hypnosis should be used as a tool to help modify certain behaviors that may contribute to weight gain. You must still put in the extra time and effort to see results. Eat more fruits and vegetables, decrease your intake of processed foods and sugar, and make sure you're getting regular physical activity to drop the pounds, with or without the help of hypnosis. Summary: while hypnosis may enhance weight loss, it should not be viewed as a quick fix for weight problems. Use it in combination with a healthy diet and active lifestyle to get the best results. The bottom line: studies have found that hypnotherapy could be an effective tool to enhance weight loss, especially when paired with behavioral treatment or a weight management program. To keep your weight in check, modify your diet to include more whole, unprocessed foods and increase your daily amount of exercise. Whether you decide to pursue hypnotherapy or not, making these simple lifestyle changes can lead to long-lasting weight control. You just listened to the post titled, "Can Hypnosis Help You Lose Weight?" by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love that this article mentioned errors in methodology, basically problems with the way they designed some of these studies. So, for example, if I were to dig a little deeper and really examine the study that looked at sleep apnea and hypnosis and how it might help them reduce their calorie intake or lose weight, what we know is that sleep apnea is already in itself highly correlated with weight gain. Okay, so what that means is when people suffer from sleep apnea, their sleep is interrupted, and that often leads to secretion of different hormones that actually increase appetite, which may lead to weight gain. In a nutshell, again, those that suffer from sleep apnea typically gain weight. And now there are different types of treatments for sleep apnea. There are mouth guards people can wear. There's something called the CPAP machine. And so what the researchers really need to do is look at those things as well. What are these folks already doing for, say, their sleep apnea? Because if we don't know what they're doing for their sleep apnea to treat it, essentially we don't know if hypnosis really works. Basically, there are other factors that we need to take into account, especially with a population like those suffering from sleep apnea. If we don't take those other factors into account, we really don't know if hypnotherapy can be affected. So, I did like that the author of this article mentioned, look, if hypnotherapy is something you want to try, go for it. As long as it's not causing you any harm and you're going to go see a licensed hypnotherapist, meaning somebody really knows what they're doing, I really don't have an issue with it. But chances are what's really going to make a difference is consistency with watching portions and, again, eating mostly whole, unprocessed foods, minimizing added sugars in your diet, and of course, exercising regularly and social support. Because again, a lot of these studies are finding that hypnotherapy, along with those things that we talk about all the time on this show, really seems to make the difference. But again, if hypnotherapy isn't really harming you, my bottom line would be feel free to try it. Just be sure you go see someone who knows what they're doing. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.